This is Thorn's Mission, written by Hasta La Vista Bye Bye, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Fox/Thorn. Summary. Thorn didn't have the time to properly plan this mission, but they were skillful enough to make it work anyway. They just needed to wait now. The guard being as it was, Thorn didn't have the time to plan this. They were able to think about it, accumulate as much intel as they could, calculate their angle, but they hadn't been able to lay the groundwork. No matter, they knew the field, they knew their objective like the back of their hand, and they were damn good at improvising anyway. It came with the job. Step one had gone well, but it was the easy part, the one Thorn was most confident about. Their mark had done the worst of the work for them, after all. Step two had been just as smooth, but that wasn't a surprise. They knew the schedule and had the access codes, and if something had gone really awry, their lookouts would have warned them comfortably ahead of time. Now came the tricky part. Thorn had to wait. Not long, but the importance of the mission made it very hard to act normal and innocent. The Senate was a piece of cake compared to that. But Thorn wasn't any less than exceptional at their work, and they had wisely kept their bucket on. The moment they heard the door open, they hunched down on their datapad and faked deep concentration, only to look back up at the closing swoosh, just like they were supposed to do. Fox looked exhausted, shoulders perpetually down, even through the constant tension coursing in his body and keeping him upright. But he didn't look injured for once. Thorn waved at him, settling down at the sight, and dutifully participated in their usual check-in, what passed for small talk in the guard. They carefully observed Fox making his way to his personal office through the open space, doing their best to not let their anticipation show. Fox mechanically opened the door, flicked the light on. He took his bucket off on the way to his desk, setting it down on the Duraplast, next to the calf cups and piles of flimsy. Perfect. He made to turn around it to get to his chair, and froze. Thorn, who had silently followed their lover and was leaning against the open door, smiled wickedly behind their helmet. They needed to keep it just a little bit longer to be sure to record all of it. Fox did not turn to look back at him. He kept his eyes straight on the little form sitting on the couch. He didn't move a muscle. Brown eyes met big black ones. The toga with a disproportionate bow tied like a collar, the bright pink ribbon clashing terribly with the ginger and white fur, meowed at him. Lady Priscilla? Her lady meowed, fluffy tail flapping eloquently. Fox turned to face Thorn. What is Lady Priscilla doing here?
Happy decanting day, my love.
Thorn smiled. Fox's surprise was way too adorable.
We thought it was time for her lady to come home, didn't we?
And right on cue, Fox's favorite stray toka purred, tiny head as high as ever. One moment, my lady, Fox said to his toka, and strode right into Thorn's personal space, yanking their helmet off. They had recorded what they wanted of Fox's reaction anyway, and kissing them senseless, hands weaving in their blonde curls, stopping for just a second to breathe the words, "Thank you," against Thorn's lips, before going back to turning them into a breathless, whimpering mess. The mission was an outstanding success. The end. Authors and notes. No Lady Priscilla has been traumatized by the end of this fic. Any extracurricular activities had been taken to their bunk room, far away from her sensibilities. The end for real.